On Devil Radio, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Here's an unusual one and disturbing in a way. You know of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the QAnon lady from Georgia, northwestern Georgia, right-wing seat. Any Republican gets about 70-75% of the vote there. If a Democrat is really good, they can hold the Republican to 70%. Very gerrymandered. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene was stripped of her committee assignments, all committees by the House of Representatives. They refrained from throwing her out of the House, which is a controversial remedy. I myself think has been abused in the past, but it's ultimately up to the electorate. However, they stripped her of all her committee assignments. And they were joined. There were 219 Democrats at the time in the House that did it. That's before the last election. And 11 Republicans joined them. So we don't want her either. 230 people voted to get rid of her from committee. She can't go to any committee. She prowls the hallways with nothing to do, just prowls the hallways. That's all she does. Well, unfortunately, after that happened, her favorable rating among Republicans went up by 11 points. But even more disturbing is this. In the last 3 months, she raised more than $3 million in the last 3 months. To put it in perspective, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, in the first 3 months of her first term, raised about $800,000, which is a lot of money for a first-term member of Congress. And everybody oohed and aahed, and I oohed and aahed, $3 million in 3 months is really astonishing. And the thing that's difficult about it, as far as I'm concerned, is that more than 100,000 donors gave it. 100,000 donors, more than that, in small amounts. That's about $30 a donor. This didn't come from the big boys. This did not come from corporations. They don't like her. This didn't even come, by and large, from mega donors. It's not as if somebody says, oh, here's a $3 million check. More than 100,000 people gave her a total of $3 million, a little more than $3 million. What that says to me is that there is a feeling out there in the country of a very, very substantial and neglected electorate that feels neglected. And the only way they can fight back is to throw over the establishment in both parties. Because, you know, when you think about it, what does QAnon stand for? Marjorie Taylor Greene advocated the assassination of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. She advocated the other assassinations, but also with QAnon, she said there's a pizza parlor, and in the basement of this pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., there are these vicious, sadistic people who control the United States and the world. She also said the fires in California were put up there by space lasers, and then she just ranted on all sorts of anti-Semitic rants and otherwise. She is, not only shouldn't she be in Congress, she shouldn't have any position of authority over anybody. She should not have any policy-making authority over anybody for anything. What she said is just flat out hallucinatory, insane, false. But more than 100,000 people in 3 months gave her more than $3 million. I do not believe that's because they thought that somehow they believed everything she said, but somebody has to stick it to the man. Somebody has to stick it to the establishment in both parties. So stay tuned. There is a neglected electorate out there bubbling up. It's basically much of the Trump electorate, but I don't think they even so much all of them love Trump personally as they feel there's something wrong. That's got to be addressed. Go to the Lions. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. And you are the third caller, Dick. You get a T-shirt. At the end, please let Evan know your best address. So, Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, Matt, if you live long enough, you hear or see just about everything. And at 65, I never thought that I'd hear what I heard on the news yesterday. This Republican Party is so mixed up. The last faction of normal ones are now, you see what they're being referred to as? Biden Republicans. And, you know, and that's great that there might be a few normal ones left, but, you know, my grandpa used to refer to Reagan Democrats as mixed up turncoats, but that's another story altogether. But, I mean, if you're just going to offer nothing, like on the infrastructure, they're going to buck this, and the polling shows it's 70%+. They're going to buck the spending for COVID relief. I mean, you got to be for something at some point, don't you?
Right. Yeah. No, the Republican Party does not have a growth message. It doesn't have a message of the future. That's the problem for them. You know, Reagan, for all his faults, talked about mourning in America and the future, and a lot of it was just regressive. But then he did get together with Tip O'Neill. They did together, in my view, save Medicare by lifting the contribution cap by way of income. And that basically saved Medicare. You couldn't have afforded Medicare otherwise. So he would deal. And then he built a relationship with Mikhail Gorbachev. And then so did George H.W. Bush. I didn't agree with him on a lot of policies. But basically, they got arms control agreements. And it ended in the destruction of the Berlin Wall and the end of communism in Russia. Ostensibly, Boris Yeltsin got in. And then, you know, he turned it over to Putin, and Putin basically is a communist in everything but name. I mean, what he is he's an authoritarian, a murderer, and they've regressed. But you're absolutely right. The Republicans, this is not the Reagan era. This is an era of just destroy everything, steal everything, and divide everybody and weaken the United States. Dick, thanks a lot for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Nice call there, Dick. I don't have the words for Robin Voss anymore. I just, you know, the food share program and everything. It's just utterly ridiculous. The man isn't governor, and I can't wait to get gerrymandering fixed because the Republicans are gone if that's done. Second of all, I think Joe Biden is going to change our history. I think we're making a turn for the better with the infrastructure, and if he gets the voting law passed, I forget the name of it there, so we get fair maps. It seems to me Joe Biden is the right person at the right time, and I've said this before. I think he's very Roosevelt-like, and I really feel in my heart that he's going to go down as the best president in my lifetime. But Robin Voss is going to absolutely go down. You know, things were better under Jensen and Koala than they are now, Matt. So with that, thanks for taking my call.
You know, I'm in sync with you on a lot of that, believe me. Two things. Yeah, on Biden, I think his vision on the coronavirus relief package and now on infrastructure is going to rebuild this country for the next generation or more. And people are going to look back and say, that was a president. That was a president. He wasn't a nickel and dime artist who tried to steal what he could for his donors and slip into history that way. He was a builder. He was a builder. When it comes to the state, I couldn't agree more on Voss. I mean, I'll put aside things like, and actually, I won't put him aside. You know, he won't take federal money to get rid of the 1 week waiting period for unemployment comp. He said, I want to incentivize people. So some guy's laid off, his wife and two kids. He doesn't deserve any cash for a week. The heck with him, food, whatever. If he lives paycheck to paycheck, let him go out and be incentivized to find a job. He has plenty of incentive anyway, Jack. And the federal government's paying for it. $50 million a month we're giving up, $600 million a year to punish somebody who's on unemployment comp. And the same thing food stamps, you know, food relief. He's giving up money on that. But the thing that frosted the heck out of me was his business on the Underly Kerr race. I mean, look, I don't care who anybody voted for. All right. Underly vote won 57-43, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It is what it is. But for the Speaker of the Assembly to say, I will retaliate financially in financial support for the educational bureaucracy, that is mind-boggling. Jensen would have not have done that. Koala was a Democrat. He definitely wouldn't have done it. But Ed Giacomonis, he was Speaker a long time ago, a friend of mine, he would not have done it. Frankly, Walker would have done it, but he would have been a little kind of sneakier and smoother about how he said it. But Voss comes right out and says these things. And with a gerrymandered legislature, he's illegitimate, Paul. He's illegitimate. He could not get elected in a non-gerrymandered district, and he would not have a majority of Republicans in a non-gerrymandered state. Democrats get more votes legislative than they do. And even when it's a tough election, it's about half and half. But the Republicans get two-thirds of the seat and can do this. Two-thirds of the seats they get. And even the ones, if there are any that have a conscience, they don't want to vote for some stuff. Guy comes in their office, says, you're going to vote for it. You're going to get a primary opponent. Here's who it is. It's this county board member in your district, very popular. We're going to pump $1 million into him. Suddenly, you're going to look bad on abortion and guns. And there's nothing he can do about it because he doesn't have $1 million. Nothing he can do about it. That's what our state has come to. And Voss himself is bullied by his donors. I personally don't think he does have a conscience on this, but it's well concealed if he does. I doubt he does. But the fact of the matter is, joyously, he goes along with them. There is a realignment in the Republican Party. I don't know how many times I have to say it, between the business wing and the violent QAnon wing, and the Republican Party in Wisconsin is smart enough to know they can't go full frontal violent QAnon. I mean, this state has a history, going back to fighting Diablo Fall, there's certain things they're not going to put up with, but name only, they are serving the right wing, the QAnon violent right wing of the Republican Party. They're not signing on with the moderate business wing. And, you know, in the old days, if you were a Democrat, what do you mean moderate business wing, blah, blah, blah? Well, you know, business understands that you cannot have capitalism with violence. And you can't have capitalism without democracy. And you can't have democracy without violence, with violence. So that's where we are. That's where we are. Don't get me started on Voss again. I've laid out the facts. Everybody here knows the facts. Here's one that will really frost you, really frost you. The House Republicans, the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, has put out, believe this or not, a solicitation that pre-checks recurring contribution. And then it says, apparently we're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. You will not believe what their legend says on their solicitation. Back after the break.